Hello, and welcome back to the Handy Capable Black Woman Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Just remember, I'm a woman, I am of color, and I am handy capable. But most importantly, I am human. Today's episode, I thought I would kind of bring up kind of an odd, interesting combination, especially since we're getting close to Sweetest Day. For some reason, lately, I keep getting either Trump supporters or people who are veterans or police officers, and I can go all day about the MAGA Trump. Yeah, but this episode will be why I won't date vets or police. And this is part one because I have so many stories where, yeah, I have good reason to never want to date or marry anybody of service. I give my father credit for serving and all the injustice and awful stuff he went through. But from a personal perspective and the things I've been through, and even dealing with some of the men today, no. But I will give a warning. I will be talking about some violent situations, some vulgar situations as well. So I'm just giving a warning that this episode may not be for everyone. Some is going to be assault or harassment, violence, bringing up shooting people and stuff like that. So if that's not your cup of tea, you probably want to skip this episode. But I hope with this warning that gives you a hint of why I refuse to date someone in service. Okay, here we go. This was around 15 years ago, I believe. If not 15, I think it was probably around 13 years ago, but it doesn't really matter. I was dating this one gentleman who, well, turned out to be an alcoholic, but that's a different story. But that helps with what's going to happen. Well, I was dating a gentleman, and his family was amazing, was cool. Out of all of the relationships that I've dated, his family was one of the most amazing. And it's sad that now, it's like if I could switch the son out, I probably would be in a great relationship right now. But anyway, the family owns a cabin about an hour and a half away from where we both live. We don't live that close, but oddly enough, we both live about an hour and a half from the cabin. And he asked if I wanted to spend the weekend with him. And I was like, because I've been there once when the family was there to go fishing and just hang out. Anyway, after I was done working, I had some stuff prepared because I was going to work the next day as well. I was on my way driving there, almost there, had my phone in the dashboard and everything in case I got a phone call from him for an update, or because I didn't know what we were going to eat yet. But next thing I know, I'm literally on the street and I get a call to turn around, and he sounded a little off. Well, when I got to where he told me to meet him, there was a police car. The lights were on and everything. And I'm just like, what in the world? Find out he was drinking and driving. And, well, the police, or he, I found out he lied to the police officer and told him that he proposed to me and we were engaged. And so he put me in the awful situation. And again, I will repeat, his family, his parents are amazing. The police officer, because he said that we were engaged, he said that if we were engaged, that I could take him and drive him to the cabin and leave the vehicle there. And he said, it's my choice. But the part where it got disgusting, despicable, and I mean, I already knew, like, because I've had other situations where cops showed me how they're racist. But the police officer told me, I never want to arrest a white guy. I really don't want to have to do that tonight. Shouldn't you just tell me you don't want to arrest a guy? Why does it matter if he's white? I wanted him to get arrested. I was going to let him get arrested because he put me in that situation where I was being responsible. I don't drink. I don't do that kind of stuff. So it's like to literally put me in the situation where he's lying, putting me in the lie. And then the police officer's telling me, basically, it's my choice, my responsibility. And the only reason I didn't let him get arrested was because of his parents. His parents were so sweet and nice and kind that I never wanted them to have to face all of the court costs and the car fees, or if he had to start driving with that the breathalyzer thing. I didn't want them to do that. So I lied and said we are engaged and I'll drive him to the cabin. Oh, he was so sloppy and disgusting, and like, yeah, it's like I think I slept on the couch just to get away from him. And in the morning he acted like he forgot, or like I was just supposed to do what I did. He never even said thank you. But that's one example of why I would, like, because when the officer said he didn't want to arrest a white man, it's like people don't know how disgusting and how fought, like, why it. And then with all of the stories I'm hearing, and especially with the power of the cameras being on the phone now, I wish I could have recorded this. I wish I could have had the evidence that people have now. It's like the power they have to show the racist cops that are out there and the hateful people who they put a badge on and try to call a hero when really they're just out there being racist, prejudiced, disgusting people. And I'm not saying all of them are like that, but with how many that I've met. Story 2. I will continue or do a longer version of the first one at a later date, because there's more details with the stuff he put me through. And I will probably have an episode about addiction. But during COVID, I had broken up with my 7-year ex relationship, which that will be a Sweetest Day episode, so stay tuned. I was talking to this one guy for about a month and talking about politics. He was like, oh, I'm a moderate. And I was like, nope, what does moderate mean? Do you swing more to the right or to the left? What do you feel? How do you feel about Trump? How do you feel about Black Lives Matter? How do you feel about the cops? blah, blah, blah. Well, he told me he is joining the army. He was planning on joining in January, and or late December, early January. I forgot which one, but I remember the first, well, it's going to be included in another story because I've mentioned in a previous video how some people are like, wow, you talk proper, or wow, you talk white, or whatever. The first time we talked on the phone was such a red flag, and he so-called apologized, but now I know, I'm like, he only said it just to say it. But the first time I spoke and said, hello, how are you? His response was, wow, thank God you talk white. Anyway, while conversing some days, we became friends on Facebook, and sometimes, like, I would post stuff, and some of my friends would text me, do you know this one guy? It's like, you might want to check up. I think someone's harassing, or maybe you're being trolled, and it was him. Some of the disgusting things he was posting, and just, like, he would cheer on some of the cops, are saying the cops had just reasons to shoot and kill someone. And it wasn't just that, but that was a red flag. But then when it got, the one case where the cops barged into the one house with the young lady, and it was the ex-boyfriend. He wasn't even there, but they ended up killing her. He would respond and tell me, oh, well, she shouldn't have been dating him anyway. Well, there's been men who wear a mask or hide their true being, and I don't know about the stupidity in them until 2, 3, 6 months later or a year later, but then I already have emotions where I'm already trying to figure out, how did I get into this mess? So, but he loves guns, and, well, with, I don't know what you call this thing, but in a vehicle there's something that he bought that you can cover the driver's side seat with, and it allows you to put at least 6 to 8 guns and several rounds of ammunition. It's like in it. And I remember he sent me a picture saying how proud he was that he bought this. And I'm just like, why would you want this? And I said, it's like, if you would, I will never be in the vehicle with you if you have that in the vehicle. And he said, I'm white. What are they going to do to me? And I was shocked. But then I had to remind him, I'm black. So, and he was like, well, you're just going to have to obey then. So, yeah, my trigger was on the block. But then I'm so glad that I have this last example, because yeah, he was signing up, or he was about to go and serve in the army, and I remember him telling me how excited he was, not because he was going to serve the country and try to make sure that he was going to protect people. He wanted to serve because he couldn't wait to kill someone. He said he could not wait to watch somebody die and know that he was the person that got to do it. And I just remember thinking in my head, how did they even let you sign up? Why don't they do psychiatric tests? And I'm just like, I didn't know what to do, what to say, because I'm putting, like, the stuff he was posting on my Facebook, and then the thing that he bought for his vehicle, and then the stuff. Like, he could not wait to kill someone. Who says that? And so he said, like just the details that in what he was saying was just so appalling and ridiculous. But then I have yet another example where when it comes to, there was one gentleman who, I was working a promotion, and this one cop kept like coming up to me saying, "Oh my gosh, I want to talk to you later. You're so beautiful. Oh my gosh. It's like you're adorable. You're amazing. You're so sweet. Blah, blah, blah." And I'm just like, okay, whatever. Just give me your number so I can keep working. Leave me alone. And so we talk on the phone and stuff. And then he keeps, he's texting me. And about 2 or 3 months later, because I'm still in grad school, I'm still working, I'm still, like, it's like, he mentioned going out to eat a few times, but I'm just like, you know, I have work to do, I have to focus, blah, 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 so it's like, you can get to know me, or I can just block you, whatever, I don't care. But then, the 3 months later, I get a phone call. And it's his wife. His wife told me off, called me the N-word, the C-word, the B-word, like almost every offensive letter word you can think of, telling me I was garbage and telling me I should be ashamed of myself. And I'm just like, I had no idea. You're degrading me, you're putting me down, you're tearing me apart, but you're protecting him. He came up to me over and over and like 6 times at least he came up to me while I was working. And I, because at first I was like, no thank you sir, blah blah blah. But then when I noticed, I'm like, okay, well, he keeps trying for some reason. Maybe he actually has good intentions. And so that's why I took the number. But yeah, the wife calls me. But then he calls me about a week later and he's mad at me for making his wife mad and getting him in trouble. And I'm like, I'm in my head, I'm like, how does this make any sense? I didn't know he was married. I never even went out with him. I was put in a situation that I should have never been put in. He put me into that situation. He hid it from his wife. And now they're both blaming me. Just doesn't make any common sense whatsoever. But, let's see, my next example even is with our cops in our country are the least trained in the world compared to every single type of security and police department out there. Ours is the least trained. And it's ridiculous with how little training and especially when it comes to the mentality of some of the people who just need mental help or they just need to be calmed down. And so sometimes a cop does not need to be there. And so when the whole thing about defund the police was being promoted, I think the wording was terrible. But I understood because I remember the story of, like, there was two men in two different situations who were watching over special needs people, One was autistic, and I forgot the other one. But it's like the police kept yelling and telling the man to get down. And the helper, or the person who was taking care of the autistic gentleman, kept trying to tell them, he's autistic, you're scaring him, he doesn't understand. And he was frightened and shaking. And then one of the cops shot the caregiver. Because, like, he put his arm up to try to protect or try to calm him down, and they shot him. He didn't die, but they shot him. He just needed to calm down. He's on the spectrum. Cops either need to be trained on how to treat or help someone on spectrum, or they need to hire a special division or hire a special group for those with mental situations, because our cops have no idea what they're doing, and they don't care if they harm the person on the other end. And there's even been studies where even if they hire more cops, it doesn't show that it makes much of a difference with how many cases and how much justice is served within the area. And they've also, the January 6th situation, they found so many vets and police officers that were either in the alt-right group, the KKK, the Proud Boys, or the Six Percenters. And people don't realize the people who are supposed to protect us are not protecting us. And my last example is, one night I was driving from a promotion. It was pretty late at night. I think it was midnight or 1 o'clock. And I was passing one location where it's literally just about 20 minutes from my house. Right when I passed it, I'm on the expressway. A police officer gets right behind me. Well, he followed me all the way to my exit. And he kept following me. And I'm just like, okay, so I don't know what he's doing, but whatever. Because I'm like, I'm not doing anything wrong. My license, everything's up to date. I don't know what he's doing. So then I make a right turn. Then I make another turn. Then I get to the stoplight. He's still right up to me, right next to me, right behind me. And I'm just like, what is he doing? He followed me the full 20 minutes to my subdivision. I turned into the subdivision. He followed me in the subdivision. I'm like, okay. So then I know to be cautious. I go and drive and get into the driveway and park. He gets into my driveway. And I'm just like, what did I do? I'm trembling. I don't know. I'm just like, what did I do? I have no idea what's going on. So I open the garage door to show him I live here. Once I turned or put the garage door up, that's when he turns on his lights. So then that's embarrassing, because nosy neighbors, I mean, it's around 1 or 2 in the morning, but I mean, people get up to go to the bathroom, or some stay up, I don't know, but he gets out the vehicle. What are you doing here? I'm home. Where are you coming from? I worked. But why are you here? I live here. So why are you out so late? I came from work. He did this for about 20 minutes, circling around the same subject. Asked for my driver's license, registrations, and proof of insurance. I handed him all of it. And then he keeps asking me questions. I think I think I was out there for about 40 minutes in total, because he took his time with my license and everything. And my heart is pacing, because I'm like, what did I do? So finally, he comes. Oh, and I will say, he does not know that just the weekend prior, I got an oil change and they checked my lights and they did the whole checklist. So he came back to my vehicle finally with my stuff, asked me the questions again, but said, oh, your brake lights are out. And I asked, which one? I don't know, one of them. And he just said, have a good night. No ticket, nothing. And I'm just like, you put me through all of that. You followed me and did all of that. So in the morning, I told my parents. And my dad was frustrated because he knew. And I showed him the receipt. Because he was like, are you sure you? And I was like, I have the check. I have it all. So I gave him the receipt to show him that I just got the oil change and they checked everything. He went outside, grabbed a leftover brick, put it on my brake. He came back in the house upset. Everything in your car works fine. Your brake lights work fine. Nothing is wrong with your car. So this guy tormented me for no reason. And it's like, I know the police, some of them have a hero's complex, or it helps their ego, or it helps them feel like they're a real man. But real men would go and make sure they actually protect people. Real men would make sure that they treat everyone equally, fairly, and just. And it's crazy. People aren't even looking at the news and looking at how many people of color are being released from prison because they're being found innocent. And they found out that it's like the previous police officers were just being racist, unjust, or they snuck evidence into the documents and stuff. It's like, if people even knew how many people this year alone, and also how many black men have been arrested recently or over the last 3 to 5 years, and now they're winning millions, or even like, I think one was like 20,000, one was like $3 million because of unjust arrests, and they were proven to be innocent. And also, there was one, well, I see I'm going to have to do a part two, but I do have 3 more cop stories that will explain my situations and why I will never date a police officer or a veteran. And again, I thank the vets for their service, because I know some protect our country, some care about everyone as a whole, but after the situations I have been through, I could never. And then when Black Lives Matter came out, and with all of the situations and everything that was proven of the injustice of black people, then they turned around and did a Blue Lives Matter. It's like, we were just trying to show that we matter too. It's like, we're being treated like we're not even human. But they couldn't accept that. But again, another story for another day. You guys can check me out on all of my social media. Check out my Linktree. And also, you guys have a beautiful, wonderful day. And now it's officially fall, so enjoy the time, enjoy the weather. And also know, I'm a woman, I am of color, and I am handicapable, but most importantly, I am human. Stay beautiful, stay blessed and awesome. Take care.